106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back in Kalamazoo. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups as we get ready for this non-division matchup in the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference. St. Joe and Loy Norix. First of all, for the Knights of Loy Norix and first-year head coach Trey McDonald, his starters are going to be Quincy Ellis, a senior, Eric DeWade, a junior, Tyler Roberts, a sophomore, Makai Bloodworth, who Greg Schaefer just referred to, he's going to be the target of St. Joe's defense tonight. Bloodworth is a junior, and Daniel Wood, who is also a junior. For St. Joe and head coach Greg Schaefer, going to go with three guards and a couple of forwards. The guards are Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah is a 6-foot senior. Another guard is Griffin Shinrock. Griffin, a 6'2 junior. The third guard is Brennan Kearns. Brennan is a 6'1 junior. And the starting forwards are 6'4 senior Nick Bore and 6'4 senior Andy Blomgren. Again, the guards for St. Joe, Brennan Kearns, Jeremiah Sterling, and Griffin Shinrock. The forwards are Andy Blomgren and Nick Bore. So those are your starters. We're about ready to tip things off here with St. Joe and Loy Norix tonight on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, also the WSJM Sports app and online at WSJMSports.com. We've got more high school basketball coming up tomorrow night as Benton Harbor takes on Kalamazoo Central as part of the Paul Wilhite Classic. That'll be tomorrow night about 7:15 here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. St. Joe in the road to blue uniforms trimmed in maize and white. Loy Norix in the home white uniforms trimmed in blue. And Loy Norix will win the opening tip. And here we go. The Knights operating in the offensive end. Quick three-point jumper is away. And that is no good for Andy. Eric DeWade. And the offensive rebound pulled down by Loy Norix. A scoop shot from the right side of the lane for Bloodworth is no good, but a foul on the shot. The foul is going to send Makai Bloodworth to the free throw line to shoot two for Loy Norix. And his first one is good. Bloodworth, 31 points in a ball game just a couple of nights ago for Loy Norix. And as Greg Schaefer kind of alluded to, if you can shut him down, you got a really good chance of pulling out this ball game. Second free throw for Bloodworth is also good, and it's an early 2-0 Loy Norix lead. St. Joe with the basketball. Kearns up over the timeline. Go to Shinrock. Griffin comes back out to Kearns. Brennan. Left side to Blomgren. Dump it down to Bore along the baseline. To Shinrock, right side of the lane. Back to Kearns. Brennan thought about a three. Instead, he'll pick up the dribble. Get it to Shinrock. In front of the Loy Norix bench, right side. To Kearns. Wants to drive left side. He's denied. Bounce it right side of the lane to Bore. Nick will cross the court pass over left side to Blomgren, back to Bore, down low, box right side, layup no good, it was deflected, and the loose ball picked up by Loy Norix, and here come the Knights, and a travel as it comes into the offensive end by Makai Bloodworth, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. 1 minute gone here in the opening quarter. It is a 2-0 Loy Norix lead. St. Joe with the basketball. Kearns dribble up over the timeline to Blomgren, cross-court pass right side to Shinrock. Bounce it down low to Kearns. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes out to Bloodworth. Into the offensive end to Ellis. Quincy, three-point jumper is no good. Loose ball rebound. Andy Blomgren for St. Joe. Bears pushing the issue here on this possession. Loy Norix back quickly on defense. Blomgren get it out to Kearns. Brennan into the elbow right side for Shinrock. The free throw line, Sterling loses the handle on it. Loose ball's picked up by Eric DeWade. DeWade from the left side will get it to Bloodworth, and he travels with it in the left wing. Thought about taking the three and said he was going to dribble a little bit closer. Took one too many steps, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. A little more than a minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the Loy Norix lead. St. Joe the basketball. Kearns at the point will get it up over the timeline for St. Joe to Blomgren. Andy, get it back out to Kearns. Brennan goes left side for Shinrock. Griffin wants to drive. He is denied. Back to Blomgren. Andy along that far sideline to Kearns, top of the key. Back to Blomgren. He's open for three. The shot is good. Andy Blomgren with a three-point jumper, and St. Joe takes a 3-2 lead. At the other end, Loy Norix down low along the baseline. Shot up, no, but a foul on the way in. It's going to put the Knights to the free throw line. St. Joe fouls on Jeremiah Sterling. For Jeremiah, his first and the team's first. At the free throw line is Quincy Ellis for Norix to shoot two. First one is good. Quincy ties the ball game at three. One more free throw coming up for the senior. And this one bounces around and out, no good. Borre the rebound for St. Joe. Get it to Sterling. Jeremiah right side the Shinrock. Griffin right in front of the Louis Norix bench. Double team. He'll get it out to Kearns. Kearns, dump pass down low to Borre. Left side. Get it to Blomgren for three. That's off the mark, no good. Borre the rebound. He's tied up. We've got a jump ball. And the alternate possession keeps it with St. Joe underneath. We're tied at three. 5.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter here on WSJM Sports. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline and the offensive end. Blomgren along the baseline left side to Borre. Nick will dribble away from traffic, get it out to Kearns and Brennan to set up the offense in between the circles. Spins, makes his way to the top of the key. Left side, Blomgren looks down low. There's nothing there. Back to Kearns. Right side to Shinrock. Griffin in front of the Louis Norix bench. Wants to go baseline. He's denied. Picks up the dribble. Get it back out to Kearns. Nice pass right side of the lane to Borre. And travels with it. One too many steps. Making his way to the hole. And the turnover is going to go back to Louis Norix. Substitution for Trey McDonald and the Knights, as Josh Mabon Cooks will check in for the first time tonight. He'll get it left side to Dewadi. Now Bloodworth top of the key for three. That's off the back of the iron, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to St. Joe. Blomgren with it. And he goes right side to Shinrock. Griffin tries to drive baseline, loses it out of bounds. Knocked out by Loy Norix. It's going to stay with St. Joe. Under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 3-3 is our score. High school basketball and WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Advanced Import Repair and Pizza Hut. Sterling from the right wing for St. Joe. Three-point jumper rims out, no good. Go left side to Kearns, and Brennan's three-point jumper, that's no good. Loose ball rebound to Borre. Nick at the free throw line, goes right side. Sterling back out to Kearns, and Brennan to reset the offense for St. Joe. Bloodworth right side, cross-court pass to Shinrock. Skies to get that pass. Now to Kearns at the top of the key for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound, Loy Norix and Dewadi. Eric down the right sideline to the right wing to the free throw line. And as the pass comes to Daniel Wood, he travels with it. And the turnover is going to go back to St. Joe. Another substitution for Loy Norix as Darrell Mabon will check in for the first time tonight. 4:21 to go, first quarter. St. Joe 3, Loy Norix 3. Here on WSJM Sports. Kearns in the right wing, picks up the dribble, double team, loses it on the floor, gets it back. He'll get it to Shinrock at the hash mark right side. Griffin goes back to Kearns, left side Blomgren, as Andy makes his way toward the lane. Bumping foul on Loy Norix. That's on Darrell Mabon. That's his first and the team's first. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Blomgren to toss it in. Almost halfway through the first quarter, tied at three. Here's Borre along the left sideline near the corner for St. Joe. Top of the key, Shinrock. Right side, Blomgren. Andy looks to drive. Now he'll kick it back to the top of the key, Kearns. Run into the free throw line, into the paint. Goes left side, Blomgren for three. Got it! Andy Blomgren with another bucket. He's got three, and he's got all of St. Joe's points. 6-3 is the St. Joe lead. Loy Norix the basketball. Mabon down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot up. No, but he's fouled on the way in. It's going to be a blocking foul on St. Joe, and Brennan Kearns got him on the way in. Brennan will pick up his first and the second on St. Joe. It's a shooting foul. It sends Darrell Mabon to the free throw line to shoot two. Mabon looking for his first points tonight. Loy Norix trailing by three, and the first one is good. Right now the Knights 4-5 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. Substitution for St. Joe is Joshua Terry will check in for the first time tonight. Second free throw for Mabon is also good. Also checking in for St. Joe is Connor Wright. 6-5 is the St. Joe lead. And the Bears, the basketball, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kearns in between the circles, goes hash mark left side to Blomgren. Now to Terry. Josh in the high right wing to Kearns, back to Terry, now left wing to Blomgren. Finds an opening, it closes quickly by the 2-3 zone by the Knights. Back around the perimeter right side, Kearns. Left wing to Blomgren, brings it to the top of the key, little bump, not enough to draw the foul. Right side to Kearns, steps inside the arc. Cross lane pass will go to right, now to Blomgren. St. Joe, nice patience defensively against this 2-3 zone, trying to get it down low. They will to Shinrock. Now swing it back left side for Blomgren. Top of the key, now right side, Kearns for three. That is off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Shinrock for St. Joe. Right along the baseline, Blomgren. Andy goes into the corner right side, back around the perimeter. Nice passing by St. Joe. Blomgren, top of the key, Terry. Josh to the free throw line. Right side, Kearns sets up for a three, and he got it. Brennan Kearns, his first bucket comes outside the arc. He's got three, and it's a 9-5 St. Joe lead. 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Lloyd Norix, the basketball, lose it out of bounds along the sideline, right side. Nice defense by Griffin Shinrock, and another turnover by the Knights. Substitution for Lloyd Norix is Josh Mabon Cooks will check in. Substitution for St. Joe's Grant Hardy will check in. Luke Hedstrom also will enter the lineup for St. Joe. Greg Schaefer getting nice rotation from his bench here early on. Same with Trey McDonald for Lloyd Norix. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. 9-5 is the St. Joe lead. All of St. Joe's points right now coming from outside the arc. Kearns will go right side. Terry back to Kearns. High left wing to Hardy. Grant picks up the dribble to Kearns at the top of the key. Brennan into the corner left side. Here's Wright, three-point jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound, Hedstrom put back up. That is knocked out of bounds off of Lloyd Norix. It's going to stay with St. Joe. The Bears will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Connor Wright to toss it in. Hedstrom comes out to Kearns, now to Terry in the right wing. Josh will bring it back out and leave it off for Brennan in between the circles. Back to Terry. His pass to the left side is intercepted by Jerome Mabon. He'll drive the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good, and a blocking foul on St. Joe. And that is going to be Brennan Kearns, and boy, he took some contact too. Brennan is going to be slow to get up. Second charge that Brennan has tried to absorb, but instead gets called for the blocking foul. That's his second. Gets up, and he is wincing and kind of holding his gut. He got the worst of that contact. And it looks like Greg Schaefer is going to sub in for Brennan after this first free throw, and it is in and out, no good for Darrell Mabon. He's now 2 of 3 from the stripe, so Kearns will check out as Jeremiah Sterling checks back in for St. Joe. It's a 9-5 Bear lead, minute 48 to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw for Mabon is good. Makes it 9-6 St. Joe. Bears the basketball. Lloyd Norix back into their half-court defense. Terry to jog it up over the timeline for St. Joe. Right side to Hardy. Wants to drive. Denied. Back to Terry. Josh looks left side. He finds Hedstrom along the baseline. To right. Now to the free throw line, Sterling. Kick it right side, and a jumper is blocked and stolen away by Bloodworth. And he'll drive the lane, lay it up, bounces out, no good. Rebound Hardy for St. Joe, and here come the Bears. Grant dribbling left side, will get it to Terry at the midcourt circle, behind the back dribble as he gets around Mabon Cooks. To Hardy, get it back to Terry in the high right wing. Minute 5 to go in the opening quarter. St. Joe up 9-6 with the basketball. Right comes out to Terry, back to right, three-point jumper left side, off the front of the rim, no good. Nice offensive board by Shinrock. His pass into the paint stripped away by Bloodworth. It's a one-on-one. Bloodworth will drive the lane, lay it up, and no, travels with it on his way down the lane, and the turnover gives it back to St. Joe. Bears so far doing a nice job. Makai Bloodworth, only 2 points, and those are both from the free throw line. 9-6 to the St. Joe lead. Bears the basketball. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter here on WSJM Sports. Terry will bounce it right side for Hardy. Loses the handle on it. Picked up by Lloyd Norris. Nice looking to run. And Mabon Cooks will drive it in, lay it up, and good. Josh, his first bucket tonight, makes it a 1-point St. Joe lead. 9-8 with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Wright. To the free throw line, Sterling. Back to right, Fink in about a three. Connor brings it back down. We'll find Terry. Now back to right, baseline left side. Looks to penetrate, he's denied. To the free throw line, Sterling. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Terry looks over to head coach Greg Schaefer, see what he wants the Bears to do here. 5 seconds. Get it to Hardy. Left side, here's right. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Terry. Put back up at the buzzer is no good. That does it for the first quarter. Take a break. Score after one. St. Joe 9. Loy Norix 8 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
The aroma. Holiday mornings are special. As you grow older, the memories of holidays past are connected by the wonderful aroma of the day's feast. Everyone's coming to your place this time. You're proudly serving juicy, delicious ham and turkey you bought at Rogers Foodland because Rogers Butchers took the time to help you pick the right amount. This way, you have enough for leftovers. And most importantly, Aunt Millie will ask for seconds. Rogers Foodland.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back in Kalamazoo. Nathan Seawood, our producer tonight. We've played one here at Loy Norix. It is St. Joe 9, Loy Norix 8. Alternate possession will belong to the Knights to begin our second quarter here in Kalamazoo. Knights looking for their first lead of the ball game. Driving down the left side of the lane is Quincy Ellis, and he's fouled on the way down before any shot was taken. Bear foul is on Joshua Terry. For Josh, his first, team's fourth. Andy Blumgren leading St. Joe with 6 points tonight. Brennan Kearns has got three. And the pass right side. Travel as the pass will come to Makai Bloodworth. And it's going to turn over back to St. Joe. Bears up by one with the basketball. Terry, get it. Far left side to Connor Wright. Pass into the paint to Sterling. Jeremiah drives it in, lays it up. No, but a foul on the way up. Jeremiah is going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Knight's foul is on DeAndre Falls, his first, and the team's second. First free throw for Jeremiah is no good. One more coming up for the 6'1 senior. Had 9 points in the loss against Kalamazoo Central the last time out for St. Joe. Second free throw is good. Jeremiah, his first point tonight. 10-8 is the St. Joe lead. Bloodworth, shot baseline left side is no good. Sterling the rebound for St. Joe. Bears looking to run with it. Here's Wright, pass into the paint, is knocked away out of bounds. They say last touch by St. Joe. So it's out of bounds off the Bears, back to Norix. 10-8 is the St. Joe lead. Norix the basketball just underway here in the second quarter in Kalamazoo. Pass to Bloodworth to the right side. He'll feed down low. A short jumper is up and no good for Darrell Mabon, and the rebound comes out to St. Joe. Terry, pass along the baseline to Hedstrom. That's going to be lost out of bounds. And again, this one last touched by St. Joe once again. It's going to go back to Loy Norix on the dead ball. Nick Borey checks back in for St. Joe as Connor Wright will check out. Norix the basketball. They trail it by two. Here's Bloodworth to the top of the key. Passed into the paint. Lost on the floor. Scramble for it. It comes to St. Joe. Hedstrom knocked it away. And away with it is Hardy. Terry at the top of the key. Travels with it. Looking for the outlet pass. Turnover is going to go back to the Knights. A little more than a minute gone here in the second quarter. 10-8 is the St. Joe lead. Again, we've got more high school basketball coming up tomorrow night with Benton Harbor hosting Kalamazoo Central right around 7:15 here on WSJM Sports. On the dead ball, Tyler Roberts will re-enter the lineup for Loy Norix. Here's Bloodworth at the top of the key. Sets up for an open three-point jumper, rims in and out. No good for Makai. Rebound put back up by Roberts is good. Tyler Roberts, he's got two. We're tied at 10. Minute and a half gone in the second quarter. Bears into the offensive end. Terry with it out high. Get it to Kearns. I should say they get it to Hedstrom. Luke thinking about a shot left side. It's deflected and a foul. Oh, it's going to be a kicking violation on Lloyd Norris. So it'll stay with St. Joe in the offensive end. It'll come to Terry in the backcourt. Left side to Blomgren. Andy checking in during the dead ball. Looks down low. There's nothing there. Comes out to Terry. Now right side will find Hardy. Hemmed in along the near sideline in front of the Lloyd Norris bench. Back to Terry. Now Hardy. Far right side. As he looks to drive, he is denied. Picks up the dribble. Looks for the outlet. Goes left side for Blomgren. Andy looks down low. There's nothing there. Get it to Terry. Back to Bloodworth along the baseline. Bore. Nick turns. Faces the bucket. Nothing there. Get it back out high for Terry. Nice job to go up for it. Almost threw it over the midcourt stripe. But Josh, a nice job to bring it out. Nice defensive stand here for Lloyd Norris. Nice patience for St. Joe. Blomgren will bounce it down low. Bore lay it up and got it. Nick, his first bucket tonight. 12-10 is the St. Joe lead. Lloyd Norris the basketball. Mabon Cooks from the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is no good. Blomgren, the rebound for St. Joe, leaves it off for Terry, and Joshua to reset the offense here. Goes right side for Hardy. Grant, free throw line, Sterling. Jeremiah faces the bucket, pass to the left side, is lost out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to the Knights. Just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 12-10 is the St. Joe lead. Norix the basketball. Griffin Shinrock will re-enter the lineup for St. Joe in the dead ball. Mabon Cooks up over the timeline, drives the left side of the lane. It's deflected by Jeremiah Sterling, but it's picked up by Norix. Roberts will get it out high to Trayton Allen. Allen back to Roberts, wants to drive from the left side. Ball stripped away by Terry. Josh into the offensive end, pass is out of bounds off of St. Joe, and it's going to go back to Norix. 4.5 minutes to go till halftime. 12-10 is the St. Joe lead. Dead ball substitution for St. Joe. Troy Prattley will check in for the first time tonight. Josh Terry will get a breather. At the free throw line for the Knights, here's Allen to the right side. 3-point jumper good for Eric Dewadi. Dewadi, his first bucket tonight, gives Norix their first lead at 13-12. 4:10 to go till halftime. Shinrock along the baseline, bounces down low for Borays. The pass comes in. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Lloyd Norix. See who the Knights foul is on. It's on DeAndre Falls, his second. That's the team's third. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline. Bore. Down low to Sterling, lost it on the floor, and it's picked up by Lloyd Norix. Knights looking to run. Mabon Cooks, leaning jumper left side of the lane, is no good. And the defensive rebound pulled down by Bore. Nick will outlet to Shinrock. Griffin quickly down the left side for St. Joe. Brings it to the top of the key. Left side to Blomgren. Andy comes back out to Shinrock, to Blomgren in the left wing. Wants to drive, he's denied, looks down low. There's no pass there, comes back out high. Now left side again to Blomgren. Andy drives the lane. Now goes to Prattley. Troy will drive the baseline, get it back to Blomgren left side. Down low left side of the lane to Bore. Nick's shot up and in. Bore's got four. St. Joe regains the lead, 14-13. At the other end, left side, three-point jumper. Josh Mabon Cooks is good. Cooks has got five. It's a 16-14 Norix lead. St. Joe the basketball coming up on 3 minutes to go till halftime. Prattley. Lob pass down low to Bore, goes down and brings it back up, and a foul on the shot. Shot is no good, but Nick's going to go to the line to shoot two. Norix foul, so it's going to be on Tyler Roberts. That's his first, and the team's fourth. Bore at the line to shoot two for St. Joe. Nick's first trip to the line tonight. He's got 4 points. First one, too hard off the back of the iron, no good. One more coming up for the 6'4 senior. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Rogers Foodland and Siemens in Bridgman. Second free throw for Nick. He is off the front of the rim, no good. Sterling the rebound, but we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. Looks like, no, not a foul, just a lane violation on Loy Norick, so Nick will get another attempt.
You got shooter.
Morey's free throw. He is around and out, no good. And Makai Bloodworth, the rebound for Loy Norick. Get it to Mabon Cooks, drives the left side of the lane, lay it up, no good. Sterling, the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Norick's back quickly on defense. St. Joe, the ball down by two. 2:50 to go till halftime. Prattley, right side for Shinrock. Griffin wants to drive. He's the Knight, still has the dribble. He'll go baseline. Now a leaning jumper is off the back of the iron, no good. Borey, the offensive rebound. Strong back up with it, and it's good. Nick Borey, the strong offensive putback. He's got six. We're tied at 16. 2.5 minutes until halftime. Top of the key, Allen for Loy Norick. Get it to Bloodworth. Bloodworth will drive it to the right side. Kick it into the right wing. Mabon Cooks for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound. Tracked down by Loy Norick. Pass to the right side. Roberts lost the handle on it. Now a whistle and a foul going for the loose ball. It's going to be on St. Joe. It's on Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah picks up his second personal. The team's fifth. On the dead ball, Joshua Terry will check back in for St. Joe. Jeremiah Sterling will check out. Loy Norick's to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. 2:12 to go in the half. We're tied at 16. Inbound pass will come to Tyler Roberts. Roberts will get it to Bloodworth. Three-point jumper right side. He is no good. Rebound to Shinrock for St. Joe. Left side, Terry. Now in between the circles, picked up by Ellis defensively. Pass the left side, Shinrock along the baseline. Blomgren near the corner left side. Back out to Terry to reset the offense. To Blomgren, back to Terry in between the circles. Looks right side. Here's Prattley in front of the Loy Norick bench. Back to Terry. Left side, Blomgren thought about a three. He'll look to drive, ball tipped away. Loose ball's picked up by Loy Norick. Pass into the offensive end. Layup is good for Drayton Allen. Give the assist to Makai Bloodworth. 18-16 is the Loy Norick's lead. St. Joe the basketball. Minute 20 to go till halftime. Blomgren from the left side. Cross court pass to Prattley in front of the Loy Norick's bench. Back to Terry. Now Prattley near the right corner to Terry. Left side, Blomgren. And he wants to go baseline. He's denied by Bloodworth. Comes back out to Terry. Minute 5 to go. Bloodworth picks up Blomgren on the three-point jumper. Shot is up and no good. And out of bounds off the shot. It's going to go back to Norick's. Substitution on the dead ball for Trey McDonald and the Knights. Josh Mabon Cooks will check back in for the Knights. Minute to go till halftime. 18-16 is the Norick's lead. Knights the basketball. From the right side, Ellis to Bloodworth near the midcourt circle. Makai drives the left side of the lane, off balance. Jumper's good. First field goal for Bloodworth along with two free throws. He's got 4 points. 20-16 is the Loy Norick's lead, their biggest advantage of the night. St. Joe the basketball coming up on 30 seconds. Nice pass down low to Nick Borey, who lays it in. Borey's having a nice quarter. He's got 8 points for St. Joe. Bears back to within two. Norick's back on the attack. Mabon Cooks drives the right side of the lane, lays it up, and bounces out, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off Norick's. It'll go to St. Joe with 16 seconds to go in the half. Got to imagine St. Joe will play for one shot here. Down by two, 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. Joshua Terry goes up right side to Prattley. Troy comes back out to Josh. Back to Prattley right side in front of the Norick's bench to Terry. 5 seconds to go. Right, back to Terry, right side to Prattley. Drives baseline, running jumpers, good! Troy Prattley at the buzzer, running jumper baseline right side, ties the ball game at 20. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll start to wrap up our first half of play. Our score at the half here in Kalamazoo, St. Joe 20, Loy Norick's 20, on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back in Kalamazoo. Nathan Seawood, our producer tonight. Score, St. Joe 20, Lloyd Norwich 20. As we get underway here in the third quarter, alternate possession belongs to St. Joe. Andy Bloomer with it for the Bears to begin things out here in quarter number three. We'll get it to Griffin Shinnerock. Bounce it down low to Sterling. Jeremiah, too far underneath the basket. We'll get it back to Shinnerock. Griffin will drive it in, lay it up. It's deflected, and the loose ball picked up by Lloyd Norwich. Here come the Knights, and an outlet pass is knocked away and lost out of bounds off of the Knights. It's going to go back to St. Joe. Bears will inbound along the far sideline in the offensive end. Kearns will lob it to Sterling. Jeremiah along the baseline goes to Shinnerock. Tries a wraparound layup, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. Griffin's going to go to the line to shoot two. Lloyd Norwich foul. Looks like it's going to be on Tyler Roberts. And for Tyler, his second, team's first of the half. Shinnerock at the line for St. Joe to shoot two. First one too soft off the front of the rim. One more coming up. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Harding's Friendly Markets and Dominion Auto Group. Griffin's second free throw is good. Shinnerock, his first point tonight. He is one of two from the free throw line. St. Joe up 21-20. Lloyd Norwich the basketball. Makai Bloodworth will drive the lane for Lloyd Norwich. Off balance, layup up and good. St. Joe does not want Bloodworth to get the hot hand. He's got 6 points tonight. St. Joe's done a nice job keeping him in check. Bears in the offensive end. Blomgren, get it to Shinnerock. Here's Sterling at the free throw line. Hemmed in, nice dump pass down low to Borey. Nick will lay it in. Borey's got 10. 23-22. St. Joe the lead, Norwich to basketball, Bloodworth left wing, three-point jumper, no. Borey the rebound for St. Joe. Bears quickly into the offensive end. Brendan Kearns out high, goes left side for Blomgren. Deep three-point jumper off the back of the rim, no good. We'll have a foul on the rebound. That's going to be a push down low on Griffin Shinnerock. For Griffin, his first. Team's first of the half. 23-22 is the St. Joe lead. Norwich the basketball. Almost 2 minutes gone here in quarter number three. Substitution for the Knights as DeAndre Falls will check back into the lineup for coach Trey McDonald and Lloyd Norwich. From the right side, three-point jumper. Eric Dewadi, no good. Gets his own rebound. Another three try. This one is good. Two tries and he'll get it. 6 points for Dewadi. And St. Joe will lose it on the end line on the inbound pass, and the turnover is going to give it back to Lloyd Norwich. The Knights up 25-23. 2 minutes gone in quarter number three here on WSJM Sports. And the inbound pass going to come from Bloodworth. We'll get it right side of the lane to Tyler Roberts. Leading jumper is good from the box right side. He's got 4 points. Norwich now up by four, matching their biggest advantage of the night. Kearns will go to Bloodworth left side. Back to Kearns. Brennan in between the circles. He's picked up defensively by Dewadi. Right side to Shinnerock. Back out to Kearns. Brennan left side for Blomgren. Three-point jumper rims in and out. No good. Sterling the rebound for St. Joe on the box left side. Get it to Kearns. Left side. Three-point jumper off the side of the rim. No good. Loose ball rebound comes out to Bloodworth for Lloyd Norwich. Now the Knights looking to run with it. Makai goes to the right side. Ellis just inside the arc. Jumper is no good. Loose ball rebound comes out to Lloyd Norwich. Put back up by Falls. No good. Gets his own rebound. Leading jumper in the paint. No good. And a battle for the rebound. We've got bodies on the floor. And let's see who this is going to be a foul on. Might be on St. Joe. No, they're going to say it's on Lloyd Norwich. And it's on Makai Bloodworth. For Makai, his first. Team second. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline of the backcourt uncontested. Knights back into their half-court defense. St. Joe the ball down by four. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass to Borey down low. Lost it out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to the Knights. On the dead ball, substitution for Norwich as Josh Mabon Cooks will check back into the lineup. Quincy Ellis will check out. Mabon Cooks will get it up over the timeline left side. To Bloodworth, picked up by Shinnerock defensively. His lob pass down low to Roberts. He'll lay it up, and it is no good. And it's blocked out of bounds off St. Joe. It's going to stay with Norix. Just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. 27-23 is the Norix lead. Bloodworth will get it to Roberts, right side of the lane, picked up by Sterling defensively, dribbles away from traffic. He'll leave it off for Bloodworth, and he steps on the sideline in front of the Norix bench, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Greg Schaefer is going to go back to the bench on the stoppage of play. Joshua Terry checks back in. 4:46 to go in the third quarter. 27-23 is the Norix lead. St. Joe the basketball. Kearns goes left side for Blomgren. Andy comes back out to Brennan. Right side Terry to Kearns. Left side Blomgren. Thought about a three. Instead he brings it down. Comes back out high to Kearns. Back to Blomgren left side in front of the St. Joe bench. To Brennan, top of the key. Three-point jumper, nothing but net. Brennan Kearns, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got six. It's a one-point Norix lead, and the Knights will lose it out of bounds in the corner right side. Turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. 4:18 to go in the third. Norix leads 27-26. Bears to inbound in the backcourt, uncontested. Kearns to jog it up over the timeline. Tries left side of the lane, nothing there. To Blomgren, to Terry, back to Kearns. Looks left, now he'll pass right to Terry. Back to Kearns, left side to Blomgren. Fakes the three, drives the baseline. He's got it, looks to lay it up, and no good, but a foul on the shot. And he's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Norix foul is going to be on DeAndre Falls, for DeAndre, his third. Team's third of the half. Andy Blomgren at the line to shoot two. He's got 6 points. Two three-pointers in the first quarter. First one for Andy is no good. One more coming up for the 6'4 senior. Substitutions for Loy Norix is Darrell Mabon checks back into the lineup along with Quincy Ellis. One more free throw coming up for Blomgren, looking to tie the ball game if he can hit it. Andy's second free throw, rims in and out, no good. Makai Bloodworth, the rebound for Norix. Quickly to the top of the key. Bloodworth wants to drive, and a hand check foul on St. Joe. Bears fouls on Griffin Shinrock. So that's his third, team second. On the dead ball, Connor Wright will check in. Brennan Kearns will head to the St. Joe bench for Coach Greg Schaefer. Here's Mabon Cooks, bounces it into the paint for Bloodworth, stolen away by Bore, and here comes St. Joe, right side to Terry. Joshua down the right sideline, looks to go baseline, get it to Bore, down low, and a whistle, and are we going to have a tie-up? Or yes, we do. Jump ball, alternate possession is going to give it to Norix. And on this dead ball, Brennan Kearns will check back in as Griffin Shinrock will check out. Griffin with the three personal fouls. Coming up on 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Norix the basketball up by one, 27-26. Roberts left side of the lane, off balance jumper is no good, but he's fouled on the way up. Tyler is going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws for the Knights. There are fouls on Nick Bore. For Nick, only his first and the team's third. Tyler Roberts at the line to shoot two for the Knights. And his first one is good. One more coming up for the lanky sophomore. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Campbell Ford, Lincoln Saline, and Gateway Services. Second free throw is good. Tyler Roberts, 2 of 2 on the stripe that trip. He's got 6 points, 29-26. Norix up by three, St. Joe the basketball. Kearns at the top of the key, left side to Blomgren along the baseline. Here's Wright just inside the arc. His jumper's no good. Bore the offensive rebound, and a reach-in foul on Loy Norix as they knock it out of bounds. It'll be St. Joe basketball underneath. See who the Norix foul is on. May give it to Tyler Roberts, his second. Inbound pass stolen away by Norix. Here come the Knights. Mabon Cooks from the left side, drive it in, lay it up, rolls out, no good. Battle for the rebound comes to Norix, knocked out of bounds off of St. Joe. It's going to stay with Norix. And they say that last foul was actually on Darrell Mabon, his second. Four fouls on Lloyd Norix in the half, three on St. Joe. Coming up on 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 29-26 is the Norix lead. Knights will lose the ball out of bounds where they pass along the baseline. And the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside. 3:04 to go, third quarter. Lloyd Norix 29, St. Joe 26 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
I'm sure a new furnace isn't exactly what you were hoping for under the tree, but you can't leave your family in the cold. Hi, I'm Michael Ross from City Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. I know money can be tighter this time of year with all the extra holiday spending, but you shouldn't have to choose between your family's comfort or Christmas presents under the tree. That's why financing is always an option with us. Just click on the financing tab on our website and look for the Quick Comfort logo.
CityPlumbing-Heating.com, the crew in blue, a Rheem Pro partner, Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
The ball is in the air, and it's picked off.
Hey, that ball was picked off by rookie number 799. Boom.
Pizza Hut's new $7.99 pickup deal is perfect for game time or anytime. Pick up a large pizza with up to three toppings for $7.99 today from any local hometown Pizza Hut. But remember, the $7.99 pickup deal is NFL, not for long, and carry out only.
Not much time on the clock. It's coming down to the wire.
Hey, boom, check out the play clock. It's at $7.99. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
3:04 to go, third quarter. Lloyd Norix 29, St. Joe 26. After the Bear timeout, St. Joe basketball. They quickly get it into the offensive end. Blomgren, hash mark left side, will get it to Kearns. Pass right side to Terry in the elbow right side, back to Kearns. Brennan dribbling out high, directing traffic as he passes it off to Terry. Free throw line, it comes to Luke Hedstrom, drives the lane, loses the handle on it, but it's stripped away and a foul on Lloyd Norix. And the Norix foul is on Makai Bloodworth, his second, team's fifth, sends Hedstrom to the free throw line to shoot two. Luke's first is good. Luke's first point tonight. He had seven in the loss against Kalamazoo Central last time out. And the dead ball for St. Joe. Grant Hardy re-enters the lineup for coach Greg Schaefer's. Brennan Kearns gets another breather. Second free throw for Luke is no good, and the rebound comes out to Bloodworth for Lloyd Norix. And in the offensive end, here's Ellis. Wants to drive it in toward the lane. He's denied by Hardy. Brings it out high, leave it off for Mabon Cooks. Back to Ellis, right side in front of the Norix bench. Three-point jumper, he drains it. Ellis has got 4 points. 32-27 is the Norix lead. 5-point advantage, their biggest lead of the night. Terry goes right side to Blomgren along the baseline. Here's Hedstrom. Luke looks to drive the baseline. He will. Short jumper, good. Hedstrom with a nice drive from the corner right side. He's got 3 points. It's 32-29, Lloyd Norix. Just under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Mabon Cooks in front of the, inside the free throw line. Dump pass down low. And finishing it off with a layup is Darrell Mabon. Mabon's got five. 34-29, Norix the lead. St. Joe the basketball. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Blomgren on the right sideline. Ball tipped away and it's picked up by Norix. Pass into the offensive end. He is going to be stolen back by St. Joe. Here comes Terry. Josh up the right sideline, to the right side of the lane. Kick it left side for Wright. Connor will bring it back out to Hardy to reset the offense. Right side, here's Blomgren to Terry near the midcourt circle. Back to Hardy. Grant fakes the three. Shovel pass to Terry in between the circles. Right side, Blomgren back to Terry. Looks to drive. Get it to right at the free throw line. Left side, Hardy. Three-point jumper is off the back of the iron. No good. Roberts, the rebound for Norix. Knights looking to run with it. Quickly into the offensive end, leaning jumper right side. No, travel as Josh Mabon Cooks made his way toward the lane. Turnover gives it back to St. Joe. On the dead ball, Eric Dewadi will check back in for Lloyd Norix, along with Trayton Allen. And for St. Joe, Jeremiah Sterling re-enters the lineup. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Norix 34, St. Joe 29. St. Joe once again will inbound uncontested as Norris is back into the half-court defense. Terry to jog it up over the timeline to Hardy in front of the St. Joe bench left side. Back to Terry, right side. Here's Wright. St. Joe passing around the perimeter, trying to get Loy Norris out of position defensively in this 2-3 zone. Terry goes right side to right. Connor comes back out to Terry. 35 seconds to go. Pass along the baseline to Hedstrom. Right side right for three. That is in and out, no good. Rebound is safe from going out of bounds by Roberts. And here comes Loy Norris. Drayton Allen goes to Roberts in the left wing. Dribbles to the right side. Shovel pass right side to Dawadi. Three-point jumper off the mark. No good. And it is out of bounds off the shot. It'll go back to St. Joe. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Loy Norris leads it by five. St. Joe to inbound in the backcourt. Plenty of time to shoot with 14 seconds. Terry quickly into the offensive end. Josh goes right side, here's right, back to Terry. Left side, Hardy, into the corner left side. They find Sterling, back to Hardy, 3 seconds to go. Terry, 2 seconds, 1 second. Hardy, jumper is no good. That does it for the third quarter. We'll take a break, score after three. Loy Norris 34, St. Joe 29 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Hi, this is Brian Lairs from Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles, the number one volume Ford dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
The aroma. Holiday mornings are special. As you grow older, the memories of holidays past are connected by the wonderful aroma of the day's feast. Everyone's coming to your place this time. You're proudly serving juicy, delicious ham and turkey you bought at Rogers Foodland because Rogers Butchers took the time to help you pick the right amount. This way, you have enough for leftovers. And most importantly, Aunt Millie will ask for seconds. Rogers Foodland.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Get ready for the fourth quarter here in Kalamazoo. Our score is St. Joe 34. Loy Norris 34. St. Joe 29. Knights the basketball on the alternate possession to begin this fourth quarter. And they lose it out of bounds along the baseline. And a turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. So the Bears the basketball. They trail it by five. Terry has it out high for the Bears. Get it down low to Hedstrom, right side of the lane. Here's Shinrock. Griffin will drive it in, lay it up, and good. Shinrock with 3 points on the night. 34-31, Norris the lead. They'll lose it out of bounds along the end line. Turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Bears led in scoring by Nick Borey. He's got 10 points. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside. 7:13 to play. Loy Norris 34, St. Joe 31 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
Employee pricing is not just for employees anymore. Siemens and Bridgman announces Employee Pricing Plus is now available to everyone. Select models are included in Employee Pricing Plus, like Jeep Cherokee and Grand Cherokee, Chrysler Pacifica, and Ram Truck. At Siemens and Bridgman, you qualify for the same deeply discounted prices as Chrysler employees do. So clock in and get to work, choosing your new vehicle with Employee Pricing Plus. Shop Siemens and Bridgman today. You might be really glad you did.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the Loy Norris timeout, 7:13 to play. It is Loy Norris 34, St. Joe 31. Phil McDonald back in Kalamazoo. Nathan Seawood, our producer tonight, bears the basketball coming out of the timeout. Griffin Shinrock will toss it left side for Connor Wright. Right in front of the St. Joe bench. We'll get it to Terry. Joshua goes back to right, left side. To Terry, out near the midcourt circle. To Shinrock, right side. Here's Hedstrom along the baseline, right side. He'll drive it in. He'll lay it up. And no, but he's fouling the shot. Luke goes to the line to shoot two. Norris foul. It's on Tyler Roberts, his third, team sixth. Luke Hedstrom at the line to shoot two. First one's good. Luke now with 4 points. After a 7-point performance against a very good Kalamazoo Central team the last time out. Second free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Tried to follow his own shot, but it's stolen away by Roberts. Tyler, pass into the offensive end, intercepted by Jeremiah Sterling. Sterling waiting for the rest of the Bears. Dump pass down low. Shinrock lays it in. Griffin with five, and we're tied at 34. Minute and a half gone in quarter number four, and a shot right side for Norris, no good. St. Joe the rebound. Shinrock will get it to Sterling, now Terry. Back right side to Shinrock. Griffin along the right sideline. Hemden still has the dribble. Looks to get away from traffic, leaves it back out for Terry. Joshua dribbles to the left wing, goes to right. Back to Terry, now right wing to Shinrock. Looks down low, nobody there. Now we'll get it down to Sterling. He loses the handle on it. Loose ball picked up by Norris. Tied at 34, just under 6 minutes to play. Mabon Cooks from the right side for Norris. Will drive it into the lane. Get it to the top of the key. Now a dump pass down low. Short jumper is up and good for Makai Bloodworth, and a foul on the shot. Bloodworth's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. St. Joe fouls on Jeremiah Sterling, his third, and the team's fourth. Bloodworth with 8 points. Free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to St. Joe and Connor Wright. 2-point Norris lead. St. Joe the basketball. 5:40 to go in the game. Shinrock, right sideline for St. Joe. Outlet pass intercepted by Mabon Cooks and a quick foul on St. Joe. That's a smart foul by Joshua Terry. If he doesn't foul Mabon Cooks, they've got a breakaway. Second foul on Terry. Fifth on St. Joe. Five fouls on St. Joe, six on Norris. Knights to inbound along the far sideline. Tyler Roberts to toss it in on the defensive side of the midcourt stripe. Norris to basketball, up by two. Here's Quincy Ellis. Get it to Bloodworth. Pass it down low. Mabon will lay it up and good. Darrell Mabon's got 7 points. Norris back up by four, 38-34. 5:15 to go. Top of the key, Kearns, who checked in for St. Joe. Last dead ball will get it to Connor Wright. Wright into the corner left side. Sterling fakes the three, drives the baseline. Ball stripped away by Roberts, and here comes Loy Norris. Roberts into the offensive end. He finds Mabon Cooks from the right side. He'll drive it in. Top of the key, he finds Ellis for three. Rims out, no good. Kearns the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Bears looking to run. Norris back quickly on defense. Brennan, top of the key, goes left side to Wright. Wanted to take a three, but Roberts is right there in his face. Back around the perimeter, here's Terry. Josh, cross-court pass left side right. He's open for three, high arcing shot, rims out, no good. And the rebound is fought for. We got a foul on St. Joe. Makai Bloodworth brought the rebound down. Jeremiah Sterling going for the steal, picked up the foul, his fourth. Now the team's sixth. Jeremiah will check out as Andy Blumner checked back in. And also Troy Prattley will check in as Joshua Terry will check out. 4:37 to play. 38-34. Loy Norix the lead over St. Joe and the Knights with the basketball. Bloodworth brings it to the top of the key. Set three-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Prattley, the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Offensive end. Pass intended for Bore. Knocked out of bounds off of Norix. It'll stay with St. Joe. 4:22 to play. Bears will inbound along the baseline and the offensive end. They trail it by four. Kearns to toss it in to Bore near the corner left side. Dribbles away from traffic. Picks up the dribble. To Kearns, corner left side for three, rims in and out, no good. Rebound, Mabon for Loy Norix. Leaves it off for Mabon Cooks. Slow things up a bit as he brings it to the right wing. Picked up by Kearns defensively, toss it right side. Here's Eric Dewadi. Dewadi, corner right side, back to Mabon Cooks to the lane. Scoop shot up, it's no good. Mabon the rebound, he'll put it back up. That's no good, but a foul on the shot. It's going to send Darrell Mabon to the line to shoot two. And the St. Joe foul is that Nick Bore, his second, team seventh. Darrell Mabon at the line. First one is no good. One more coming up for the senior. He's got 7 points tonight. It's a four-point Norix lead. 3:53 to go in the game. Second free throw for Mabon is no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Andy Blumgren for St. Joe to Kearns. Brennan finds an opening down the lane. Scoop shot up is no good. Bloodworth the rebound into the offensive end. Mabon Cooks will drive the left side of the lane. Lay it up and good. Josh Mabon Cooks has got 7 points. 40-34 is the Norix lead. 6-point advantage is their largest. St. Joe wants a timeout. We'll step aside. 3.5 to play. Norix 40, St. Joe 34 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Hi, I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We avoid tokenism. We won't participate in any form of tokenism. Hiring somebody who's disabled because it's real nice. We don't want any part of that. We want you to hire someone who's disabled because they're the very best person for the job, and you've taken the time to discover that. I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We're making a difference in people's lives by maximizing abilities, something we call maxability. Inclusion and independence for everyone, every day, everywhere.
GatewayVRO.com.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
3.5 minutes to play in Kalamazoo. Our score is Loy Norix 40, St. Joe 34. Out of the timeout, St. Joe will inbound along the far sideline in the offensive end. Josh Terry will get it in to Brennan Kearns. Kearns to the free throw line. Here's Bore. Nick will drive the lane, get it back to Kearns, left side for three, got it! Big three-point jumper for Brennan Kearns. He's got nine, 40-37, Loy Norix the lead, and the basketball, 3:10 to go in the game. Mabon Cooks, left side, Bloodworth, picked up by Bore defensively. Mackay will drive the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good. He's called for a charge. Brennan Kearns, third time tonight, he's tried to absorb some contact. This time, he draws the charge. Makai Bloodworth, his third personal foul. Seventh on Norix, player control foul, so it'll be St. Joe basketball in the defensive end. Just under 3 minutes to go in the game. Norix up by three. St. Joe the basketball. Bore will go Bloodworth. I should say to Blumgren. Back down low to Bore. And an off-balance jumper. No good. Loose ball rebound. Bloodworth loses it on the floor. Nice job to get it back. And we'll have a timeout. Norix will step aside with 2:46 to go. Loy Norix 40. St. Joe 37 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week's specials, Shank Portion Full Half Ham, 99 cents a pound. Large End Standing Rib Roast, $9.99 per pound. 10 to 12 ounce Our Family Frozen Vegetables, 89 cents. And Halo's 3-pound bag, $3.99.
Get out, get home.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
2:46 to play. Boy, Norwich 40, St. Joe 37. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153 and City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Lori Norwich the basketball to begin, or coming out of the timeout. Makai Bloodworth to toss it in. And he'll get it to Josh Mabon Cooks. Mabon Cooks, shovel pass right side to Eric Dewadi. Dewadi get it to Bloodworth. Working in the left wing, just on top of the arc. His jumper is no good. Loose ball rebound picked up by St. Joe. Borey with it. Right side, Terry. Josh will slow things down as he waits for the rest of the Bears to get into the offensive end. Pass to the left side. Kearns, three-point jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound will come out to Loy Norris. Darrell Mabon will get it to Bloodworth. Makai will drive the middle of the lane. Lay it up. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Tosses it left side. Here's Dewadi for three. That's no good. Rebound to Mabon Cooks, and he's fouled, trying to dribble away from traffic. And the St. Joe foul is on Brennan Kearns. For Brennan, he is third, I believe. Team's eighth. Josh Mabon Cooks at the line to shoot 1-1, his first trip to the line tonight. He's got 7 points. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound tracked down by Loy Norris. Lose it on the floor, track back down. Here's Bloodworth, pass down low to Roberts, and he'll lay it up and good. Tyler Roberts has got 8. 42-37, Norris the lead, St. Joe the basketball. Minute 45 to play. Terry has it high right wing to Kearns, back to Terry. To Kearns, left wing. Passes it down along the baseline. Wide open is Connor Wright, and he'll lay it in. Wright, the bucket. Kearns, the assist. 42-39, Norix. Nice quickly down the left sideline. St. Joe back quickly on defense. Minute 25 to play. Norix up by three with the basketball. Mabon will leave it off for Bloodworth. Finds an opening, brings it to the free throw line. Now gets it back out high to Mabon Cooks, to Mabon. Durrell, his pass to the right side is lost out of bounds into the Norwich bench, and a turnover back to St. Joe. Minute 11 to play. Norwich up by three, and we'll have a timeout. Norwich step aside, a minute 11 to go. It's Loy Norwich 42, St. Joe 39 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Minute 11 to go in this one here in Kalamazoo. Our score is Loy Norwich 42, St. Joe 39. Coming out of the Norwich timeout, it'll be St. Joe basketball. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Insurance Management Service, Zilke Homes and Improvements, and McGee's Heating and Air. The Bears will inbound in the backcourt, uncontested. Josh Terry, get it left side to Andy Blomgren, back to Terry in between the circles, to Blomgren, left side, into the corner along the baseline, Sterling. Back to Blomgren, under a minute to go. Kearns will get it to Terry in between the circles, left side to Blomgren, 2-3 zone again here for Loy Norris. Blomgren out high to Terry, dribbles away from traffic, get it back to Blomgren, into the corner left side, Sterling for three, good! Jeremiah Sterling ties the ball game at 42, 35 seconds to go. Quincy Ellis, dribble it to the right side to Mabon Cooks. He'll drive the left side of the lane, running jumper, good! Josh Mabon Cooks has got 9. 25 seconds to play. We'll have a timeout. St. Joe, we step aside. 24 seconds to go. Norwich 44, St. Joe 42 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Hi, this is Brian Lairs from Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles, the number one volume Ford dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
Zilke Homes and Improvement in Bridgeman is your local Kohler showroom, where you'll find the complete package from design, quality products, and installation services. We coordinate your entire project from start to finish. Stop by our showroom Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let's get planning your bathroom, shower, or kitchen remodel project today. You've waited long enough for this. Now's the time to just do it. Stop in today.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
24 seconds to play. Loy Norix 44, St. Joe 42. Bears will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Two-pointer ties it, three-pointer wins it. It's Brennan Kearns in the right wing. Get it to Nick Borre. Drives the left side of the lane, lays it up and good! Nick Borre with 12 points. We're tied at 44, 8 seconds to play. Bloodworth, the top of the key, drives it right side of the lane, pull up jumper, in and out, no good. Borre the rebound, and we're going to go to overtime. Some extra time here in Kalamazoo. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got the extra period. Our score after regulation, St. Joe 44, Loy Norix 44. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Auto Owners has a local claims branch, so they have a field of adjusters here in St. Joe.
Rich Brand and Tara Halsey from IMS, a local company working with Auto Owners Insurance to provide local service to their clients.
I don't think you're going to feel real comfortable dealing with somebody who may be in Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, California for that matter. Our whole staff lives locally. We're accessible. We're out there in the community every single day.
IMS in St. Joseph and Niles.
Insurance Management Service.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Overtime in Kalamazoo in this Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference non-division matchup, St. Joe and Loy Norix. Bears being paced by Nick Borre. He's got 12 points tonight. Right behind him is Brennan Kearns with 9. Loy Norix paced by Josh Mabon Cooks with 9 points, 8 apiece for Tyler Roberts and Makai Bloodworth. So we'll jump it up to begin our overtime period. Another 4 minutes to play here in Kalamazoo between St. Joe and Loy Norix. Borre and Bloodworth to jump for St. Joe and Loy Norix respectively. And the tip is taken by St. Joe. Josh Terry will go right side to Brennan Kearns. Back to Terry. Left side to Andy Blomgren. To Terry. Back to Blomgren. Left side in front of the St. Joe bench. Back around the perimeter. Here's Kearns from the right wing for 3. Rims around and out. No good. Roberts the rebound for Loy Norix. Get it to Bloodworth. Makai to the left side of the lane. He'll drive it in. Lay it up. No good. But a foul on the way in. He's going to send him to the line to shoot 1-1. The Bears foul is on Josh Terry. Joshua, his third, team's ninth. Makai Bloodworth at the line to shoot 1-1. He's got 8 points tonight. First free throw is no good. And the rebound, Jeremiah Sterling for St. Joe. 30 seconds gone in overtime. Bears the basketball. We're tied at 44. Kearns, top of the key. Terry, left side to Blomgren. Left side of the lane, the pass is tipped away by Loy Norix, and the loose ball picked up by the Knights. Quickly into the offensive end, Quincy Ellis. Behind the back dribble, down the left side of the lane, loses it out of bounds, and the turnover goes back to St. Joe. 3:15 to go in overtime. We're tied at 44 in Kalamazoo. St. Joe the basketball. Terry will go right side to Kearns. Brennan. Looks to drive. There's nothing there. Free throw line. Here's Borre. Back right side. Kearns. Brennan for 3. Got it! Brennan Kearns has got 12. 47-44. St. Joe the lead. Norix the basketball. Under 3 minutes to go in overtime. Mabon Cooks will leave it off for Ellis. Nice pass down low to Mabon. His shot is blocked by Borey, but a foul. Nick picks up his fourth, team's 10th. He's going to send Darrell Mabon to the free throw line to shoot two. He is 3 of 6 from the line tonight. He's got 7 points. St. Joe up by 3, 2:44 to go in overtime here in Kalamazoo. First free throw for Mabon, too hard off the back of the iron. No good. One more coming up for the senior. Gets the ball from the official. Couple dribbles at the line. His second free throw is off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound comes out to Roberts, though, for Loy Norix. He will lose it out of bounds and give it back to St. Joe. Bears up by 3 with the basketball. 2:40 to go in overtime. Bears will inbound in the backcourt, uncontested. Josh Terry will go to Kearns. Running back to Terry. Free throw line, here's Bore. Back to Kearns, right side for 3. Off the back of the iron, no good. Bore battles for the rebound. It is loose on the floor. Still a scramble for it, and it comes to St. Joe. Terry away with it, a bump along the right sideline. That's going to be a foul on Loy Norix. Tyler Roberts the foul, his fourth, team's 8th, sends Josh Terry to the free throw line to shoot 1 and 1. Josh's first trip to the line tonight. First free throw good, it's his first point. One more coming up for the 6-foot senior. Bears up by 4, 2:20 to go in overtime. Second free throw for Terry is good. St. Joe their biggest lead of the night. It's at 5 points. Loy Norix is led by as many as 6. 2:13 to go in overtime. Ellis dribbling out high will go to Bloodworth left side. 3-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Blomgren the rebound for St. Joe. We'll get it to Terry. Josh down the right side. Along that right sideline, he's picked up by Mabon Cooks defensively. Hands it off to Kearns. Back to Terry. Josh goes left side for Blomgren, give and go down low to Sterling, lays it up, no good, and a foul before the shot. Send Jeremiah to the line to shoot 1 and 1. Norix foul. Going to be on Tyler Roberts, and that's going to be his 5th. Tyler's going to foul out with 8 points on the night. Coming up tomorrow night, more boys high school basketball. Benton Harbor hosting Kalamazoo Central as part of the Paul Wilhite Classic at Farnham Gym. Tip-off set for around 7:15. The Tigers and the Maroon Giants, two long-time rivals, hooking it up at Farnham Gym. You'll hear live here on WSJM Sports. Sterling at the line to shoot 1 and 1. Jeremiah's got 4 points tonight. He's 1 of 2 from the stripe. First one is good. One more coming up for Jeremiah, the 6'1 senior. 6-point St. Joe lead, their biggest advantage of the night. Minute 48 to play. Second free throw for Sterling is good. With that made free throw, Griffin Shinrock will check in. Jeremiah Sterling will head to the bench. 51-44, St. Joe up by 7, and we'll have a timeout. Loy Norix will step aside. Minute 48 to go in overtime. St. Joe 51, Loy Norix 44 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
I'm sure a new furnace isn't exactly what you were hoping for under the tree, but you can't leave your family in the cold. Hi, I'm Michael Ross from City Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. I know money can be tighter this time of year with all the extra holiday spending, but you shouldn't have to choose between your family's comfort or Christmas presents under the tree. That's why financing is always an option with us. Just click on the financing tab on our website and look for the Quick Comfort logo.
CityPlumbing-Heating.com, the crew in blue, a Rheem Pro partner, Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Minute 48 to go in overtime in Kalamazoo. It is St. Joe 51, Loy Norix 44. I mentioned we've got Benton Harbor basketball tonight, Benton Harbor, and tomorrow night, Benton Harbor hosting Kalamazoo Central at 7:15. And we'll also have an NFL triple header for you coming up on Saturday following U of M basketball. Sunday, we've got Detroit Lions football, and WSJM Sports is also your home for Bowl Madness. We've got various bowls, including the national semifinals and the national championship. It's all right here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And our bowl coverage will begin next Saturday, the 28th, for the triple header. After the timeout, it's Loy Norix basketball. Minute 48 to go in overtime, and St. Joe up 51-44. Here's Quincy Ellis, picked up by Shinrock defensively to Bloodworth. Give and go down low, ball tipped away, and it's picked up by St. Joe. Bears a big steal with a minute and a half to play. Kearns to jog it up over the timeline. Brennan brings it left side. Picked up by Dawadi defensively. Corner left side to Terry. Josh dribbles away from traffic. Outlet pass stolen away by Bloodworth. It's a one-on-two. Bloodworth follow away, jumper right side. Nobody's fouled on the shot. He's going to send Mackay to the free throw line to shoot two. St. Joe foul is on Joshua Terry, his fourth. Bloodworth at the line to shoot two. He's 2 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 8 points. First free throw is good. One more coming off for the junior. Greg Schaefer said in the pregame show they have to find a way to try to contain him, and contain Bloodworth they have. Looking for his 10th point if he can hit this one. And he does. 10 points for Bloodworth. 51-46, the St. Joe lead. Bears to inbound against full court pressure. Minute 15 to go in the game. Blomgren will get it to Kearns. Brennan to the top of the key. Tosses the left side to Bore. Nick near the hash mark left side. One-on-one against Darrell Maybon. Dribbles away from that traffic. Bore to the free throw line. Tripped up as he tries to make his way down the right side of the lane. And Nick's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Kind of landed awkwardly on his right knee. He has a brace on, and Nick's in some pain. He's going to lay on the floor for a while, and hopefully he'll be all right. Foul on Loy Norix is on Mackay Bloodworth, his fourth, and the team's ninth. The Loy Norix trainer will come over, and Nick is wincing in some pain as he went down. Again, he landed on his right knee, which has got the brace on, and kind of wincing and taking some deep breaths and waiting for the pain to subside as they treat him. Both coaches talking to the respective players, and now Nick is up. He'll limp over to the St. Joe bench. We'll see if he's going to be able to stay in to shoot the free throws. 58 seconds to play. St. Joe up 51-46. Greg Schaefer still huddling up with the Bears with some last second instructions. Loy Norix already to the free throw lane. Joshua Terry is actually going to check back in, and he will shoot the free throws for Nick Bore. Actually, Josh has been out there. Jeremiah Sterling checks back in, but Josh is going to shoot the free throws for Nick. 2 for 2 at the line for Terry. First one bounces out, no good. One more coming up for Josh. 58 seconds to go in overtime. St. Joe up by 5. Second free throw, rims around and out, no good. Norix the rebound. Outlet to Ellis. Quincy, leave it all for Bloodworth. Drives it to the free throw line. Shovel pass top of the key to Maybon. Now to Maybon Cooks in between the circles. 45 seconds to go. St. Joe up by 5. Norix the basketball. And we'll have a timeout. Norix, as Trey McDonald wants to talk things over. We'll step aside. 42 seconds to go. It's St. Joe 51, Loy Norix 46 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports in the WSJM Sports app.
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, three pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back in Kalamazoo. 42 seconds to go in overtime. St. Joe 51, Loy Norix 46. One other final score for you. In boys basketball tonight, the Wajak has defeated Sturgis 67-28. So the Chieftains with the victory there. 42 seconds to play in overtime here. Loy Norix will inbound in the offensive end, off to the edge of their own bucket. Inbound pass will come out to Eric Dawadi. Dawadi will get it to Ellis. Ellis left side to Bloodworth. Three-point jumper is no good. Sterling, the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Reaching foul on Loy Norix, trying to get it back. I think that's going to be on Josh Mabon Cooks. That's only his first. So one on Josh, 10 on Norix. Will go to the other end to shoot two free throws for St. Joe and Jeremiah Sterling. 32 seconds to play. St. Joe up by five. Bears looking for their first win of the season. They've looked impressive here tonight in Kalamazoo. First free throw for Sterling is good. Jeremiah, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. One more coming up. He's got 7 points. Second free throw is also good. Two big free throws for Jeremiah Sterling. 53-46 is the St. Joe lead. Norwich the basketball, 30 seconds to play. Ellis will drive the lane, lay it up, no good. Griffin Shinrock, the defensive rebound for St. Joe, and a foul on Norwich. 24 seconds to play. Go to the other end for St. Joe to shoot a couple of free throws. Norwich's foul is on Darrell Mabon. That's his third. Now Griffin Shinrock at the line to shoot two for the Bears. Griffin, one of two from the free throw line. He's got 5 points. First free throw is good. One more coming up for Griffin, the 6'2 junior. 8 point St. Joe lead, their biggest advantage of the night. Second free throw for Griffin is good. 55-46 St. Joe, now 20 seconds to go. Mabon Cooks from the right side, arcing shot from the right side of the lane, no good. Shinrock the rebound for St. Joe, get it to Sterling, and the Bears are going to pick up their first win of the season. Terry dribbles away from traffic, he'll get it to Blomgren, and Andy fouled out high. Eric Dawadi got him with 8 seconds to play. Well-earned, hard-fought victory for Greg Schaefer's Bears here tonight at the free throw line for St. Joe's Andy Blomgren, and his first one is good. Andy now with 7 points tonight. Second free throw for Andy is good. That is going to seal it for St. Joe, the 11-point advantage, and Loy Norix up over the timeline. Dawadi into the corner right side. Three-point jumper is good, and that is going to do it. The St. Joe Bears come to Kalamazoo, pick up their first win of the season as they end up upend Loy Norix 57-49. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll start to wrap things up. Final score again from Kalamazoo. It is St. Joe over Loy Norix in overtime on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda. I know you businessmen are working hard every day, and maybe you haven't thought about tax time. Well, it's coming, and you might just check with your CPA. There might be advantages to buying a vehicle in this tax year. I'm not a tax man, but I think it's worth investigating. And if you decide to do that, maybe you should look for a vehicle and not wait till maybe after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. Right now, the inventory is great. You might want something special. It might be too late to find it in this tax year. So think about what you'd like to see. Bye now.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome, breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score in Kalamazoo, St. Joe 57, Loy Norix 49. The Bears earning their first win of the season as they improve to 1-3. Loy Norix now falls to 1-3 on the season. For St. Joe, they were paced by Nick Boré and Brennan Kearns. Both had great nights, 12 points apiece. Nick, 8 of his 12 points coming in the second quarter alone. Brennan Kearns on the night won, I think, all of his points did come from outside the arc. 4 3-pointers for Brennan Kearns. Right behind them, 8 apiece for Jeremiah Sterling and Andy Blomgren. The rest of the Bears, Luke Hedstrom with 4. Joshua Terry, 2 points on the night. 7 for Griffin Shinrock. 2 apiece also for Troy Prattley and Connor Wright. For Loy Norix, they were led by Makai Bloodworth with 10 points on the night. And then 9 apiece for Josh Mabon Cooks and Eric Dewadi. 8 points for Tyler Roberts. 7 for Darrell Mabon. Quincy Ellis finishing with 4. And Trayton Allen with 2. But again, St. Joe earns the win going into the holiday break here in Kalamazoo, so they'll have some time off before they take on Benton Harbor coming up on January 3rd, live here on WSJM Sports. That's going to wrap things up here in Kalamazoo. Want to thank Nathan Seawood, our producer tonight. I'm Phil McDonald. Thanks for joining us tonight. Don't forget, we've got Benton Harbor, Kalamazoo Central tomorrow night at Farnham Gym in Benton Harbor, and we'll get underway shortly after 7 o'clock. Final score in Kalamazoo is St. Joe 57, Loy Norix 49 in overtime on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.